If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Right now, though, it's time for a speed joke. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Thanks for sending them in, Jim and Lombard. And we got one from Rob Curry, author of Hunger Winter, a World War II novel, published in 2020. Now in its fourth printing. Fred Fedewa sent us a joke. Doug from Sycamore, Jim Polizzi signs off with Yours in Mirth from the frozen tundra of Tennessee. We got listeners from all over to WGN, don't we? Here's one from Harlan in Arizona, a radiologic technologist at Banner Imaging in Tempe, Arizona. Scott Patton got your joke. Joanne from Deerfield, Reed Reedmer, Preston Cobb in Schaumburg, and Dan Shutters, and Mike from the Twin Towns of Minnesota, LJ in Elgin, Nancy from Arlington Heights, and this from Eric and Annika in Arlington Heights. Hi, John Williams. I'm a homeschooled 10th grader, and my sister is a homeschooled 8th grader. It was nice hearing our pizza joke on the radio a few months ago, so we thought we should send another. My sister came up with this one during the inauguration. I hear all about breaking news, but when are we going to hear about fixing news? Well, quick, kids. You know, it's cold. You know it's cold when you're... I'm going to start this one again. You know it's cold and you're old when your joints make the same noises as your coffee maker. It's so cold, Dave, we didn't clean the house over the weekend. We defrosted it. Hey, Dave, it's so cold, old men don't need Viagra. I found a hookup website for senior citizens. It's called Carbon Dating. Hey, Dave, did you know a 350 credit score prevents identity theft? I got this note. John, my goal in 2025 is to be kinder, more accepting of others, and less judgmental. Though personally, I know three people who have already broken their New Year's resolutions. What a bunch of losers. My grandma was running late for church. When she finally got there, she asked a gentleman standing outside, is Mass out? He said, no, but your hat's on crooked. A guy asked me if I wanted to invest in his awning company, but I don't know.
Not sure?
Seems kind of shady.
The following is literally a smarty pants joke and is suitable for all listeners.
What do you call a person who has a dictionary in their pocket? A smarty pants! Yep, that's a smarty pants joke. And finally, yesterday, Chicago meteorologists, I think, wanted to be disc jockeys. I heard many of them call for 3 degrees.